This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 9.1%, that is the unemployment rate in the state of Michigan. And I mention it because Michigan is pretty much the center of the American labor story today, organized labor in particular. The legislature there has passed, and the governor has promised to sign as soon as tomorrow bills to make Michigan a right-to-work state. Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk has been in Michigan all week long. Hey, Chrissy.
Hi, Kai.
So listen, you've been out to the state capitol today. What'd you see?
So there have been thousands of people who've gathered on the lawn and steps of the state capitol in freezing cold weather, some flurries of snow, and the great majority of them are here to speak out against the right to work law, which, just to remind people, would make it so that workers couldn't be required to pay union dues or fees, even if they benefit from a union contract.
Yeah. What about supporters of right to work of this legislation? They must be around as well, huh?
Well, they are here across in the state. People are about evenly split for and against bringing a right to work law to Michigan, according to recent polls. So there's plenty of people that do support it, and they say that they hope it will make the state more competitive, draw more companies to set up shop in Michigan if unions are weaker. But those who are for right to work were not out at the state capitol. I did find one lone guy, Lawrence Bates, who was in favor of right to work. He was carrying a sign, and he read it to me.
Freedom plus competition equals dollars or wealth. That's how this country got wealthy in the first place. There's no country in the world that defies people freedom and the ability to compete that remains wealthy.
But that guy was quickly shut down by a woman who walked by and read his sign. Her name was Cheryl Erickson. She's a social worker in a union. And she said she was okay with people not joining a union if they don't want to.
I don't disagree with that, but then maybe they should just work for less money and not have the health care and not have the vacation time and not have the prescription care or the retirement, too, if they don't want to pay to get the benefits. They could have the freedom to do that. That would be okay with me.
What do we actually know, Chrissy, about how right-to-work laws play out in terms of pay and benefits and all that?
Well, the research is really mixed. So Michigan would be the 24th state to become right to work. And if you look at the 23 that already are, you can see the numbers in lots of different ways. There's some indication that becoming a right to work state does draw some more jobs, though economists say it's not that many. And there are also studies that show that right to work states have, on the whole, lower wages than states that have stronger unions. States that are already right to work states are mostly poor states. I talked to a professor of economics named Charles Ballard at Michigan State University, and he said that actually all the focus on right to work is kind of missing the point. For one, the vast majority of workers in Michigan and around the country are already not members of unions.
Right to work is a distraction. It won't hurt a tremendous amount. We may be able to get a few more low-wage jobs. But the real secret to prosperity for the future is having a more highly educated workforce.
And Ballard says he'd rather focus on how to do that than get bogged down in this right-to-work debate.
A debate that's playing out in Lansing, in Michigan today. Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk is out there. Chrissy, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.